little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So yeah. This relates to avoiding too many questions in history. Yeah. So we've covered that, really.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah, and I mean, I think in a way, this has been a micro example of that. That the key, if you think, am I asking too many questions? Stop. And there's no harm in sort of summarising to the patient. Okay, this is what we've got so far with it, because you're summarising to yourself, and then decide. You know, and then if you need to ask more, signpost. Which helps the patient, but it also helps you. The point about signposts is they help both parties. Yeah. They help the doctor, because if you say it out loud, it advances your thinking.
It does. And I think another thing that I realised from going on, I think it was the RTGP course, was as part of the agenda setting, what they tried to sort of explain to us was that it's not just about the superficial understanding, which is we're going to discuss this or this. It's also about the doctor setting the agenda, so the doctor planning the structure and the doctor thinking, okay, is this person going into hospital right now? Do they need treatment today, or am I going to see them again later? Or do they need nothing? And then ask, sort of focusing on
that. Exactly. Well, I think again, that's a sort of slightly more sophisticated example of restricted rule out, you know.
Yeah.
You know what's and there's a link between if your thought process is if those processes are in place, then the purpose of your questioning becomes clearer.
Yeah.
And when you've reached enough, becomes a more observable...
I just think that comes with experience at time, and I think I could definitely still improve on that.
Well, it does, but... you know, one definition of clinical experience is making the same errors with ever-increasing confidence. So experience without effective reflection and feedback is not a great teacher.
Mm.
Yeah. But, clearly, we can see what a reflective practitioner you are, Iran, so I think one could anticipate that you're right about that.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.